Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. It's far from a beautiful day in the neighborhood when anyone drops by Mr. Neighbor's house on Adult Swim. Latest time for a visit, this Sunday at midnight. Co-creator and Mr. N himself, Brian Husky, joins us next from North Carolina. The galaxy of no programming services using smart television sets and TV-connected devices as their main or exclusive highway to you keeps expanding. Diversity is among the newcomers, and we'll head to Australia, that's right, Australia, to learn more from organizer and chief executive Dale Beaumont. Also ahead, Timeless runs out of its second NBC chance, The Terror Charges On, and our classic trivia question this week. Hey everyone, I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker, and presented on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. This just in, tomorrow will be televised, brought to you by Audible.com, proud development partner for the second year in a row for the 2018 New York Television Festival, and the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrials.com/televised. More details later in this half hour. Delighted to have you with us on this Friday afternoon for the program All About Television. 72 degrees at the top of the hour here in the New York metro area. And wherever you're listening to us, we appreciate you being aboard. Good guests coming your way from North Carolina and down under this hour ahead. And it gets better when you are involved. So pick up the phone, raise your voice, and use this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number's good anyway, your cat gets you across the country, around the globe, here on Blog Talk Radio. Our chat room is open for business. It's SimonApple04 by name. You will find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. Rick Webb, our friend from Philadelphia, already in the room. And while the program is on the air, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon on your Blog Talk screen. Follow the instructions. Other people can be live with you. Brian Husky from Mr. Neighbor's House joins us from Wrightsville Beach, North Carolina, after these news notes. Time's up for Timeless. NBC has canceled the time-traveling drama series due to low ratings for its second round of original episodes this spring. A year ago, Timeless was axed by NBC for the same outcome. However, network programmers reversed the decision thanks to a strong public outcry. Sony, which made the series, is discussing a two-hour movie finale with NBC management. AMC will go forward with the second season of The Terror next year. Subject matter? Japanese-American internment camps during World War II. True Blood producer Alexander Wu will co-create an overseas season 2. And I quote, "The prospect of doing so with a majority Asian and Asian-American cast is both thrilling and humbling." Close quotes. Wu said that in a statement released earlier this afternoon by AMC. Two items from ABC. Take Two, the new program from Capsule's creators, landed first among broadcast networks in its 10 p.m. time period for its debut last night. We had those creators on this program last Friday. However, don't look for episode 2 of The Proposal Monday night. It's been pulled, replaced by another installment, thanks to charges of alleged sexual assault last year coming to light over the last 24 hours. The allegations involved contestant Michael Friday, who was on the program's debut this past Monday night. ABC and Warner Horizon Television, the producers of the series, say the matter is under review. Remember when Tyler Perry talked about having his own television channel before making his production management deal with the Oprah Winfrey Network? Now Perry is going public with his intention to get that channel operating, this time via smart television sets and connected devices, when he switches production ties to Viacom next year. Watch out for more details in the months ahead. And Laura Dern, who is considered an Emmy contender this summer for her strong performance in HBO's The Tale, is developing Mr. and Mrs. American Pie, a TV series adapted from an upcoming novel by Juliet McDaniel to be released in August. McDaniel, by the way, will serve as an executive producer, and she will adapt her own novel for television. Incidentally, Dern's production company now has a first-look deal with Platform One Media, a production company put together by Katie O'Connell Morris, the former head of Gaumont Television, who was on this program last August when we celebrated our 10th anniversary. You can hear that episode and interview at blogtalkradio.com/televised. And that is news notes for today. Earlier this month, a documentary came out about one of the great champions of children's and quality television, Fred Rogers, of course, the person. There we are. Simon Applebaum from Tomorrow We Tell Live. I apologize for the technical breakdown that just popped up that temporarily forced us off the air the last 90 to 120 seconds. Anyway, There's a parody of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood that is going to be running this Sunday night on Adult Swim. It's a popular attraction called Mr. Neighbor's House. And joining us live from Riceville Beach, North Carolina,
Hello.
Is the co-creator and Mr. Neighbor himself, Brian Husky. Brian, welcome in.
Does it work now? Do I not?
Yes, it certainly does. We're happy to have you. And I guess that was maybe some of your crew that helped get that tentacle, which I'm only kidding. Only kidding.
Yeah, that was scary. I got really lonely because nobody was talking to me. And you threw to me, and then I felt like I got pranked. Is this like a Low Rent prank show where you just like, you cut people out?
Oh, no way. No way. No way, Brian.
Great.
But we're great.
Great
to have you.
Okay.
So let's get cooking.
Okay.
This has become a pretty popular attraction on Adult Swim. One of the midnight shows. How did you put it together?
Well, we came up with the idea, we originally did it as a pilot, but we just had the idea after I do an improv show with a couple of friends of mine, Jesse Falcon and Jason Manzoukas, who I wrote the show with. And after an improv show, we just started talking about regional kids' TV shows that we watched when we were growing up and how, despite their best efforts, you know, they're on a super limited budget, they just all had kind of like a weird Low Rent creepy quality to them. And we just started talking about like that sort of like difference between like the intention of like doing a friendly kid show and then how it has this kind of like weird kind of scary quality to it. And then we just thought it would be funny if I was the host of kind of like a kid show where I could sort of barely keep together my sort of underlying issues. And then we just kind of worked on the idea a little bit and pitched it to Adult Swim, and they were foolish enough to go for it. So, but I heard you were mentioning the Mr. Neighbors, the documentary. It's a strange timing that this second one's coming out and that documentary is coming out, because it just is total coincidence.
Yeah, before we interrupt, I was about to say that it looks like that film is going to be a shoe-in for an Academy Award nomination next year. The critical acclaim for that film has been really great. Did you watch, or did any of your fellow cast members watch Mr. Rogers in some form or another? And I'm curious, like, what impressed you and them about Mr. Rogers to sort of make him sort of the central focus of the parody?
Well, I do want to emphasize that it is not a Mr. Rogers parody. It is a kids show parody. And it's really a launching point for kind of more of an investigation, like a sort of like a comedic investigation of like a kid's show that plays in an insane man's mind. So as far as like Mr. Rogers, we looked at a bunch of different kid shows from when we grew up in like the 70s and early 80s. And his show had what we needed budget-wise was the easiest to kind of like cop. It's a home base. It's like one location. And we build a few small other sets. And we can kind of world build around it. And then it was also the easiest thing to kind of for me to perform without having become like a, you know, like a, I don't know, an animated frog or, you know, a guy who's like a wizard or something. So we were really kind of making use of like the easiest elements of it. That's right. But yeah, I think a lot of people think that it's just a total ripoff or a sort of like parody of that. And really we're just sort of borrowing elements from that show and then a bunch of other kids shows that we sort of watched online.
Did you borrow elements from some of the classic shows of the 60s? For example, New York television had so many kids personalities, Sandy Becker, Chuck McCann, Soupy Sales, all of them did shows that were sort of like double focus. They were aimed at kids, but they also, in a wink-wink way, also had adult humor too.
Not really. I mean, like I said, it's sort of the show is, you know, we Adult Swim was there like, you know, we know you're making a show that is for our audience, which is a after 11 p.m., late night audience. So we knew that the humor and the jokes and even the subject matter we're investigating was more adult. So it's never ever intended for kids to watch, you know, and if you sit down with your kids and they're under five, you're a terrible parent. So don't let that happen. Or even under seven, maybe. But if you do, just talk them through it and just let them know it's all make believe.
Yes, it's only a program, and then
it's
maybe,
only a
no.
program, which, not reality.
Yeah. We're speaking with Brian Husky. He is the co-creator and he is the co-star of Mr. Neighbor's House. And that is a program that's running this Sunday night at midnight on Adult Swim. Right now it's a series
and
of
it's
specials,
been,
so we'll ask him to show.
And
go ahead.
Yeah, and I was going to say it's Mr. Neighbor's House 2 because there was a Mr. Neighbor's House 1 that didn't have a number. So people are searching for it. And I only say that because on Adult Swim it's a little tough sometimes to find their programming. They make it challenging. For whatever reason, I think it makes it cooler because it's harder to find.
So we will follow suit. Mr. Neighbor's House 2. And it's this Sunday at midnight.
Yeah.
And we've got Brian Husky with us. He's live from Wrightsville Beach, North Carolina. Beautiful territory, by the way, down there. Live this half hour on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Simon Appleman, I'm with you for the program All About Television. Glad you're born this Friday afternoon, 70 degrees at the top of the hour. If you have a question or a comment for Brian, call us, 646-652-2906. Or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Rick Webb, our friend from Philly, is already in the room. We have a 3-episode week coming your way next week to wrap up June. And, boy, we've got some fantastic people coming your way. Coming up as our lead guest on Monday, Butch Hartman. He is the creator producer of Nickelodeon's long-running show, The Fairly Odd Parents. And now he's working on a new family-friendly plumbing service called Oasis Entertainment, in part with help from a $250,000 Kickstarter campaign. We'll talk to Butch about that campaign and what he's up to with Oasis. That's OAXIS. That's Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, on Tomorrow We Televised. And on Monday night, one of the great game shows of all time for kids or anybody, Double Dare, comes back at 8 p.m. on Nickelodeon. And I'm thrilled to say that this Wednesday, our lead guest will be the one and only Mark Summers. That's right, Mark Summers, the host, original host of Double Dare, who's now executive producer and color commentary of the new version. He will be with us live. That's coming up next Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, special edition of Tomorrow We Televised. We're so excited. I love Mark. I've interviewed him before, but not for the program, and we're thrilled we're going to get him next Wednesday. Brian, what is going on there where you are in Wrightsville?
Oh, I'm getting a popsicle. We're getting strawberry and then some white stuff. So I guess it's strawberry and mayonnaise. Pina colada? Oh, my daughter's having a pina colada popsicle. So I am a bad parent, clearly. Clearly a terrible parent.
With my neighbor's house too, how is it different from my neighbor's house one? What kind of adventures or misadventures does your character get into?
Well, it's called Mr. Neighbor's House, and the difference is in the first one, it's a self-contained episode of the children's show. So we're getting to watch an episode of Mr. Neighbor's House that sort of goes off the rails, and we discover that maybe this TV show doesn't exist even. Maybe it's playing in his head. There's a lot of maybes to this show because what we wanted to do was take another idea we had, so we wanted to have sort of like a David Lynch feeling kid show. We sort of a show that starts off with like a certain feel and tone and intention of sort of like, oh, it's a traditional kid show, and then it slowly unfolds into some other kind of like more menacing and nefarious undercurrents. And in the second episode, we are with Mr. Neighbor in his Mr. Neighbor's house, and then we go deeper into his own mind. So that unfolds into sort of all sorts of other weird territory. And I don't want to give away too much because part of the fun of the second one is all the places it goes to. It's very unexpected. And we kind of leave it in a little cliffhanger, a little bit of a cliffhanger at the end, because we want Adult Swim to have us make another one. So if you leave them wanting more, hopefully they'll let you make more.
You said the first one had some influence of David Lynch. I saw some clips from the second one, and I again saw some like Maurice Sendak and a few other wonderful imaginative people being either satirized or being memorialized, if you will. In your second episode.
What was the Maurice Sendak element that you saw?
I remember, of course, his great books, including Where the Wild Things Are. Wonderful movie, by the way, if you've never seen it. And I sort of got a little Sendak in some of the characters or in some of the plots that were showcased in the clips.
Interesting. So you're the first Syndakian. It's funny, like the people have been asking like what our influences and stuff are. I think because there are three, is my friends Jesse and Jason, everybody probably threw in a little bit of stuff that influenced them or that was sort of in the back of their mind. But really, like the only, our touch points were like David Lynch was a definite sort of like reference point as far as the pacing and the tone, and that when it took sort of like a darker turn, that's what we wanted to head towards. And then the just the respective kids shows that we sort of lifted from, those were things we're like, oh, that's a good way. Because one of the things in watching a lot of the kids shows, it made it easy for us to have a tone that he could always return to, that he can always sort of go back to, like, I'm talking directly to the camera, or I'm talking in a way that kids can understand the language of what I'm saying, even if what I'm saying is very difficult even for an adult to sort of like come out and say. And that's where we, found some comedy, especially in the first one, that juxtaposition between sort of like, we're talking gently and unfolding some stuff, and then the stuff we're talking about might be pretty weird and dark. But the other thing about the show is, for anyone who hasn't seen it, is he's never, Mr. Neighbor's House is never mean to anyone except for himself. He's dealing with his own issues. And so the whole show is about him kind of wrestling with his own internal issues and stuff. Nobody else is victim to him. He's not a cruel character in any way, which was something that was really important to us. And I think when people have this perception of like, oh, you're making fun of Mr. Rogers, like, nope, it's the same thing. It's never outward. It's all sort of like either explaining something or looking inward, at least for this guy. Yeah.
Brian, Adult Swim has had a history over the years of satirizing various aspects of television with individual shows. The Venture Brothers was the cartoon satire of Johnny Quest and those kind of adventure dramas of the 60s. Harvey Birdman, Attorney at Law, was the Saturday Hanna-Barbera character playing an attorney. So he had like two, the lawyer drama or the lawyer comedy and the superhero in one. Then there was the wonderful puppet series that satirized David and Goliath. Remember those wonderful quirky cartoons or puppet cartoons from the 1960s and 70s. And I'm just curious, when you decided to take on, old kids shows or a satire of television, how do you construct it with your fellow actors and in your production people? How do you put something like this together that is how to satirize television or an aspect of TV?
You be as faithful to the original form as you possibly can. Like the more you sort of stick to if you stick to the script of like what the tone is and the sort of pacing and the almost sort of like the sentence construction of addressing an audience of kids, then if you go slightly off of that or you change the content or the context, that's where the funny, for us can be found. But it's that tug of war between sort of like the innocence and the weird stuff that sort of always produced some funny things for us. And then if we didn't go in that direction, we would just sort of take elements from a kid's show and sort of amp them up. Like we have this one gag where Buddy, his marionette sidekick, can only come to life when Mr. Neighbor is within 3 feet of the couch that he sits on. So Mr. Neighbor is always getting up and walking away in the middle of Buddy's sentences, and so he collapses without being able to finish his thoughts or his sentences. And that was just a gag that we kind of came up with that kind of came out of watching all these kids shows where these guys are just walking in a room and magically, the moose puppet would pop up. So they, it's the idea of like these guys don't exist unless the main character kind of like comes into their purview. So that's just an example of one thing we played with.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Neighbor's House 2 coming your way at Adult Swim this Sunday night at midnight. That's Eastern Time. And of course, that is earlier or later or whatever, depending on how the West Coast runs things. Adult Swim, of course, available on cable and satellite all over the country. We've got the co-creator and Mr. N himself, Brian Husky joining us live from Wrightsville Beach, North Carolina, this half hour on Tomorrow Be Televised. Simon Appel with you live from New York. Good to have you with us. You have a question or comment for Brian, our remaining minutes with him. Give us a call, 646-652-2906, or use the chat room, SimonAppel04 by name. We will wrap up this month, 1 week from today, with a 90-minute edition of our show. First up, the creator and executive producer of the long-running dance drama Hit the Floor, which after three seasons on VH1 and then a long break, returns July 10th on BET. And then the Emmy Award-winning writer from Breaking Bad, Mariah Rawley Beckett, will join us. She is now the executive producer and creator of the popular Netflix series Anne with an E, which starts its second season next month. It's based on the great series of Anne of Green Gables novels, one of the most popular series of books ever in the history of the civilized world. And we'll talk to her also about what happened with Flesh and Bone, the wonderful series that she did a few years ago for Stars. And finally, we'll talk to the executive producers of a new series making its way this weekend on Sinclair television stations that are affiliated with CW and My Network. It's called The Look All-Stars, hosted by Kelly Sparling. It's a new beauty makeover contest, some very interesting wrinkles with that series, I'm not kidding. And we'll have the producers your way next week, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, 90-minute edition, wrapping up June, exclusively on Tomorrow We Televise. Something else, Brian, that this program reminded me of, Pee-wee's Playhouse. Pee-wee made this wonderful house that was very sunny, cheery. You know, it had the genie and, of course, Cherry, the chair, and so on and so forth. Uh-huh. And your program reminded me a bit of Pee-wee, except, of course, super dark.
Right. Yeah, and Pee-wee's had a little bit of tough. Like, he would kind of venture into – he had that joke of, like, his sort of attraction to Miss Yvonne was a little bit – he had, like, a little sort of, like – it got a little creepy sometimes. You know, she would kind of hit on him, and then we were like, wait, is he a boy? Like, what is the dynamic here? But he's clearly a man who's acting like a boy. That was one thing we wanted to be very – we were very cognizant of not aping – Pee-wee's Playhouse gags or this other show called Wonder Chosen. Have you ever heard of that one?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have.
It used to be
Marvel show.
Yeah, it used to be on MTV2, which was that was sort of a straight up like dark version of Sesame Street. So you know we knew of pre-existing that you know what we're doing is not. We're not reinventing the wheel, but it's a different take on, you know, some other people have done a version of this. But in doing that, you want to be sure you don't ape sort of like their tone or their sort of approach or even some of their jokes. I feel like there was a Pee-wee's Playhouse joke that someone pitched. They're like, oh, no, they've done that on that show. One of us knew enough to sort of be like, nope. And somebody will point to that and say, it's been done. Can't do it. But yeah. Yeah, Pee-wee's is interesting because it's, you know, it started off as like an HBO special that he did from a stage show that Paul Rubens used to do. And eventually it became literally like a Saturday morning kids show. And I think eventually they did sort of like tone it down and gear it more towards kids. But I showed it to my daughter. I showed her the movie a couple of years ago. She's 11. And it was interesting what stuff she liked and what stuff she was like. She's like, he's kind of creepy. And I was like, yeah, he is a little creepy. It is a man with some rouge makeup on his cheeks, sort of like flinting around. But the, you know, the whole bit was just like how over the top he was in playing this like goofy 50s kind of like golly gee character, just to the nth degree, you know.
And I still remember some of the choices of actors who were on that show, whether it was John Paragon, who came out as a genie saying, Wish? Did somebody say Wish? To Andrew Mackemerkison, of course, later famous on Law & Order, and also a terrific HBO movie called Lackawanna Blues, and of course, Lawrence Fishburne. Who knew that the male person would, or the cowboy would end up being a superb actor and award winner all over the place. Is there a whole
He's a huge part of that. And Jan Hooks actually was part of it for a little while. SNL people.
Amazing. Whoever that casting agent was for that show, marvelous. And wonderful people, too. And also on the music side, we should point out Mark Mothersbaugh did the theme, Danny Elfman, just super, super people. Is there a hope with you and your creators that you can turn this program into a weekly series or one that would be on, let's say, other than an occasional special?
Well, like I said, we had originally done it as a pilot. And when we and you know, Adult Swim does these little they do 15-minute programs, which actually, you know, without commercial stuff, ends up being 11 minutes of total television shooting. So that's what we did the original pilot as. And Mike Lazo, who runs Adult Swim, said, you know, we were heartbroken because he loved the pilot. He's like, I am so in love with this thing, but I feel like it's not made to be a series for 11 minutes. But if you guys want to do a special version of it, and kind of like expand the backstory stuff a little bit more, I'd be into that. And so, you know, to answer your question, yes, I would absolutely love to do this as a series. And right now I'm just doing each one and hoping the next one leads to another one. But Adult Swim is not, there's like the most, they foster creativity in such a great way. Oh, can you hear me?
Sounds
awful on my
You're
end.
Fine.
Okay. I'm picking up a weird, like, bird-like sound here. They just, like, they're the best as far as, like, fostering, like, a weird creative talent and letting you kind of go as far as you want to. So, you know, we keep doing one in the hopes that they'll be enticed to do the next one. So, fingers crossed. Long way of saying fingers crossed.
Mr. Neighbor's House Ghost. You can check it out this Sunday at midnight on Adult Swim. Check the local listings for where it is available, and it's a great network, but if you haven't tried Adult Swim, do so. It is a wonderful network. It runs from 8 p.m. Eastern time and Pacific time throughout to 6 a.m., I believe, every day and night on cable systems and satellite across the country. So check the local listings for where it plays in your area. For more details about the program online and the network, you can go to www.adultswim.com. www.adultswim.com. Bernie Husky from Mr. Neighbor's House, thank you again for joining us, taking time out from your visit in North Carolina. Have a great time with the show Sunday night, and all the very best to you and your cohorts for future stuff on Adult Swim.
Yep, midnight on Sunday, 24th. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome, Brian. A pleasure always. Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Brian Husky, co-creator and Mr. N himself of Mr. Neighbor's House, joining us live from Wrightsville Beach, North Carolina. More tomorrow, tell us coming up shortly after some words from the fine folks at Audible.com. One of the most inspiring books to come along in a long time is by Senator John McCain. It's called The Restless Wave, and he narrates it, and you can check it out with a subscription to Audible.com. Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment, information, and inspiration with over 108,000 titles to choose from. Not just audio books, but original radio productions and podcasts as well. You can listen to them on any device, including whatever you are hearing us on right now at Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker, as well as iHeart Radio. Just sign up at audibletrial.com/televised. That's audibletrial.com/televised. You get one free audio book and 1 month trial of the service, plus great customer service for the fine folks at their parent, Amazon.com. So hear for yourself why audible.com can transform the way you hear the world. Once again, for that free audio book and 1 month trial, audibletrial.com/televised. When we come back, we're going live to Australia, and we'll check in with Dale Beaumont. He is the proprietor of BizVersity. It's one of the newest services you can find on smart TV sets and smart TV devices. Plus our factory question of the week, and some final words from a very special human being, Charles Krauthammer. Get to all of that after we pause at the bottom of the hour for web identification. You're connected to the best internet radio in the galaxy, www.blogtalkradio.com. More than 25 million listeners around the world every month and growing. And we're also being simulcast on Spreaker.com. Blog Talk Radio is your home for Teens in the Morning. Check out weekdays, Monday to Friday, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, for unique radio every morning, Teens in the Morning, right here exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. And remember, that's VTR 24/7 at YouTube.com. Welcome back to Tomorrow Televised. I'm an Apple Family Delight from New York on this Friday afternoon. Good to have you with us. If you have a question or comment for our next guest, just call us at 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number's good anyway, or catch us across the country or around the globe here on Blog Talk Radio. Chat room is still in business. It's Simon Apple 04 by name. And you will find it on our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. Coming up shortly, we'll go live to Australia, and we'll have an exclusive interview with one of the newest entrepreneurs behind programming services you can find on smart TV sets and smart TV devices. His name is Dale Beaumont, and the project he's doing is called BizVersity. It's already a website, but now it's a programming service available on some smart TV sets and devices, and we'll be be on many soon. But first, our climate trivia question of the week. We're still waiting for an answer to our current question. And here is that question. Who played MacGyver's boss on the original MacGyver series? Who played MacGyver's boss on the original MacGyver series? That's the one that Richard D. Anderson originated that character of, not the current CBS version on Friday night. If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. And if you first put the correct answer, you will win Discovery's Shark Week 30 magnet set. Shark Week 30 happens next month. And you'll also get, in paperback, the new version of Frankenstein by Mary Shelley from National Geographic. It's a preview of what they'll be doing in the third season of their Emmy-nominated series, Genius, who has just wrapped up its second season with Antonio Banderas playing Pablo Picasso. So again, if you want to be in the running for both prizes, email me with your correct answer to this week's topic to be a question. We'll keep it in place throughout the weekend if need be. Again, the number is SimonApple04@yahoo.com. It's SimonApple04@yahoo.com. I'm going to use the question one more time. Who played MacGyver's boss on the original MacGyver series? Who played MacGyver's boss on the original MacGyver series? Remember, when you email at SimonApple04@yahoo.com, don't forget to enclose your name and your full email address. And if you missed the question, we'll repeat it tomorrow morning on Facebook and also on my Twitter hashtag at UBCSimonTWBT. That's at UBCSimonTWBT. Remember, in order to win, you got to be in. So do so, and all the very best. This is Smartly Televised. We are the program all about the Tube. We have a moment, so we're going to do a couple of shout-outs to two events that are taking place this weekend. One, which I believe started today, is the NALIP Media Summit out of Los Angeles. It's an annual event every year to help independent producers of television aimed at or produced by Latinos. And I understand this year, the folks at NALIP are going to be working with some producers to try to get new series as well as both television and digital series on the air. We're going to connect with the publicists for that organization over the weekend, and we'd like to see if we can try to get somebody from NALIP and maybe one of the producers of one of those series that's being showcased at the summit the next few days in Los Angeles on our program in July. And Series Fest, which we did showcase earlier this month, that starts tonight. More than 50 pilots in their independent competition. Many more will be showcased in one form or another over the next few days in Denver at various locations. Lady Anna Drum is doing a special concert, I believe, if not tonight. I believe they're doing it on Monday night. A lot of very interesting panel discussions. If you're in the Rocky Mountain area, check out Series Fest Edition 4, which starts tonight. And if you want to catch up on how Series Fest goes with our interview earlier this month with its artists and its organizers, go to blogtalkradio.com/televised. You can also go to iTunes, Apple TV's iTunes podcast app, the Speaker Podcast Radio app, as well as our iHeartRadio podcast network space at iHeartRadio.com. By the way, if you've never checked out the iHeartRadio podcast network, you can just go to iHeartRadio.com, put Tomorrow Be Televised in the search bar, click it, and then immediately you get our episodes. So you can do that, and I hope you do over the weekend. We've had, by the way, nearly 11,000 episodes presented on replay so far this month, and we appreciate all of you for your listening of them anytime you like at any of the sites I just mentioned. And we are staying in touch with Series Web throughout this coming week, and we hope, as we have done with the New York Television Festival and other festivals too, to bring you one of the winning pilots, which could be called Possible Television Series down the road, on an upcoming episode. Series Fest happening in Denver, and NALIP Summit taking place starting tonight in Los Angeles and running throughout the weekend. Well worth your time and well worth your support. Well, we're awaiting our call from Dale Beaumont down in Australia. He is the owner and the originator of Bizversity. It's one of the newest programming services that you can find on smart TV sets and smart TV devices. And we're seeing more and more of these programming services, some of which we've heard on this program over the last month, like AfroLight.tv, PassionFlix, Reverie, etc. And they are using smart sets and devices either as their main distribution highway to you or as their exclusive distribution highway to you. Bizversity is among the latest. I believe it's currently on Apple TV with more smart TV and smart device arrangements to come. And we are expecting Dale to join us any moment. And as soon as he does, we will feature him on this program. And Dale, if you're listening, I know it's Saturday morning around 5:30, I believe, your time. Give us that call, 646-652-2906. Or if your public relations people are listening from wherever, have Dale give us a call. As soon as he does, we will put him on the air. As I mentioned, we have a terrific lineup of people coming your way next week. It's our three-episode week of the month. So we'll be with you Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at this very hour And boy, we have some marvelous people in store for you. Coming up on Monday, the creator of the Fairly Odd Parents, with the longest running tune shows around on Nickelodeon. His name is Butch Hartman. And Butch is now working on his own streaming service called Oasis Entertainment. We have a news note about it at the top of the hour on Monday's show. And this is going to be a family-friendly streaming service with all sorts of shows and all sorts of genres aimed at kids and families. And right now, in order to get it off the ground, he is doing a $250,000 Kickstarter campaign. We'll get in touch with Butch on Monday and find out how that's going and what you can expect when Oasis, that's OASIS Entertainment, goes on the air on smart TV sets and devices next year. And there is a possibility that we may have another special guest with Butch on that program. So stay tuned for that. And then on Wednesday, a special edition for that day, in case you didn't hear the announcement last half hour, Mark Summers, the original host of Double Dare, who is coming back as the executive producer and the color commentator of the new version of Double Dare, premiering Monday night at 8 o'clock on Nickelodeon, he will be with us as our lead guest. Mark will be joined by Lisa Kashi, the YouTube star who is the new Double Dare host. Looking forward to seeing the show. I have a hunch it's going to be a winner. And I've enjoyed talking to Mark over the years. I'm thrilled that finally, at long last, we've connected with him to be on the program. He also was the executive producer for many years of the popular Food Network series Restaurant Impossible with Robert Irvine. And I'd like to talk about his experiences with Irvine on that series. Mark Summers, our lead guest, next Wednesday, June 27th. And finally, we're going to wrap up June with a 90-minute edition. First up, James LaRosa, Hit the Floor, creator and executive producer. The popular dance star spent three seasons on VH1, then took a long break. And on July 10th, is coming back for season 4, all new episodes on BET. Then, the Emmy-winning writer for Breaking Bad, Mariah Wally Beckett, will join us after doing that show. And then the acclaimed ballet drama based here in New York, Flesh and Bone for Stars. She's now in her second season as executive producer of N with an E. That's Netflix's series based on one of the best-loved book series of all time, Anne of Green Gables, which has had many TV adaptations over the years, including one that was very popular for several years on the Disney Channel. Mariah Wally Beckett from N with an E on Netflix will join us. And finally, local CW and My Network affiliates around the country, owned by Sinclair, the biggest broadcast station group in the country, will be launching a new series at prime time this weekend. It's called The Look All Stars, with Tori Spelling as the host of this beauty makeover competition, with a lot of famous names in the beauty world involved. We'll have some of the executive producers of that series with us next Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific. Once again, The Look All Stars will be running on select CW and My Network affiliate stations owned by Sinclair this weekend. So check your local listings for time and station of that program, The Look All Stars, hosted by Tori Spelling. All right, we are still awaiting Dale Beaumont of BizVarsity to give us a call. Dale, if you can hear me, give us a ring, 646-652-2906. And once you get you on, we will put you on the air. We're going to have a few more minutes to see if Dale can join us. If not, we'll have to call it a day and a week, and we'll invite Dale to be back with us on a future edition. In the meantime, I do want to say something about a tremendously talented human being who passed away last night. And luckily for all of us, 2 weeks ago this very day, he signaled that he would soon depart from the earth. And I'm, of course, speaking about Charles Krauthammer, the nationally syndicated political columnist for the Washington Post for many years, before that for New Republican Time magazine, but someone who also had a stirring career in the world of television. In the 1980s and 90s, actually for more than two decades, he was one of the regular panelists on a show that started in the 1970s called The Gronsky and Company. It was a program that was produced by the Post Newsweek stations of then WTOP in Washington, D.C., hosted by the celebrated CBS reporter and commentator Martin Gronsky. And at the time I was at American Voice in Washington, D.C., it would have such commentators as the late magazine editor of Times, News Friday, and the brilliant commentator Carl Rowan. Well, Krauthammer joined that series when it was renamed Inside Washington, became a PBS favorite on many stations around the country, and hosted by, until recently, the former anchor of WTOP, then WSA TV Channel 9, of Eyewitness News fame, Gordon Peterson, one of the best, for many years, one of the best local news anchors in the country. He was a favorite on Inside Washington, and then when Fox News Channel started in the late 1990s, he became a favorite there, too, as one of the regular panelists on Fox News Sunday, which you can see on many Fox stations around the country, 10 or 11 o'clock or 9 o'clock local time, depending on your station's schedule. And then on Special Edition with Bret Baier, well, first with Bret Hume, then with Bret Baier, weeknights at 6 in the Fox News channel. He also appeared on many other Fox News shows, morning, noon, and night, including The O'Reilly Factor, Hannity, Greg Van Susteren's show, Paul Lazant's show, all over the place. He was one of the more pointed commentators, whether you agree with him or not. One thing you respect him for was his ability to cut to the chase and sometimes to go against the grain. In fact, more than sometimes. But to do so with a charm, with dexterity in his language and in his speaking, despite the fact that he suffered for many, many years from one of the most polarizing disabilities you can have, the loss of his legs and his arm and his hands due to an accident suffered as a college student in his 20s. But it didn't stop him from being an extraordinary commentator and doing his thing despite a lot of handicaps. He was able to move around Washington to a car that he designed, and he was able to lead as normal life as possible. Got married, had a wonderful child, both of them survived him. And then, 2 weeks ago, he announced to the world in one of the most eloquent statements you will read this year or any year, that the doctors told him that the cancer that had hampered him for the last year had returned and was spreading, and they only had a few weeks to live. It turned out just 2 weeks. I'll more to showcase from that speech at the end of today's program. But be it as it may, it was really amazing the outpouring of love for Proudhammer last night on Fox when the news broke at 6 o'clock last night. There will be a special that will be on tonight at 9 p.m. called Charles Proudhammer, His Words. You'll hear Brett Baer and Sean Hannity and many people at Fox News, but also people that he worked with at the Washington Post, Time Magazine, New Republic, and Inside Washington, to talk about just how remarkable this commentator was about covering the world and covering this country from his own unique view. A view that was shaped over the years, but a view that nevertheless rang, I think for a lot of people, quite true, whether you agreed with him all the time or not. He passed away yesterday at age 68, as I said, he leaves behind a wife and child, and he leaves behind hundreds of wonderful columns that readers enjoyed, plus, of course, many, many memorable appearances on Fox News and on the PBS series Inside Washington. So, again, in a few minutes, we'll have his final thoughts that he gave on Earth at the end of today's program. All right, we're going to give Dale Beaumont from Bizversity a couple more minutes to come on the air. Dale, if you're hearing us or your PR people hearing us, let's get you on the air. Give us a call, 646-652-2906. And if we're not able to get you on today, we will we'll see what the breakdown was, technically speaking. I don't know if it's on his end or my end, but whatever, we will rectify the breakdown and we'll invite him to come on one of our upcoming shows. If not next week, week after next. Tell you what we'll do. While we await him, we'll give him about another 60, 90 seconds. One more time, let's keep the classic trivia question of the week. Remember, we're offering two prizes right now. One is the new Frankenstein paperback by Mary Shelley, courtesy of Mastery Graphics, who will be featuring Shelley as its main character in the third season of Genius in 2019. And for Discovery, the Shark Week 30 official magnet set. And Shark Week 30 next month on Discovery Channel. Available across the country on cable and satellite, and also presented worldwide on the various Discovery Channels in various countries. If you know the answer to the question, and that question is, who played MacGyver's boss on the original MacGyver? If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to include your name and your full email address. So if you win, we'll get the prize out to you as soon as possible. And once again, if you just joined us and did not hear the question, no problem. We'll post it tomorrow morning on Facebook, and we'll post it tomorrow on my Twitter handle at EBCSimonTWBG. That's EBCSimonTWBG. Remember, you got to be in it to win it, so do so, and all the very best. Well, it looks like Dale Beaumont is not going to be with us today from where he is in Australia. I really apologize for that. We're looking forward to it. I do want to let you know that Bizversity, the service that he just launched, is available, I believe, on Apple TV. What we will do is we'll find out the cause of the breakdown, and we will invite him to be on our show, a future edition, either next week or as soon as possible in July. In the meantime, if you want to know more information about his venture, Bizversity, just go online to www.bizversity.com. It's www.bizversity, B-I-Z-B-E-R-I-T-Y.com. It's B-I-Z-B-E-R-S-I-T-Y.com. www.bizversity.com, and you get all the details that way. And again, we're sorry we couldn't and we will have him on down the road. And that will do it for this edition of Tomorrow Be Televised. Thanks again to Brian Husky from Mr. Neighbor's House 2 this Sunday night at midnight on Adult Swim. Thanks to also our guest on Monday, which we really appreciated. Will Richmond from Video News, the editor publisher of that online website. And Adam Giadroni from Five Points. He's the creator of that series, which is getting rave reviews on Facebook Watch from Kerry Washington's production company, directed by Thomas Carter. I'm happy to say that we've had about 80 replays of that episode so far. Remember, if you want to catch up on episodes you missed, go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. It's blogtalkradio.com/televised. You can also check us out in podcast form on iTunes. That's iTunes.com, the Apple TV iTunes podcast app, Spreaker's podcast radio app, and, of course, iHeartRadio's podcast network at www.iHeartRadio.com. And remember, we love hearing from you, so do check us out and email me, SimonApple04@yahoo.com. It's SimonApple04@yahoo.com. That's how you get involved with our Classic Trivia Question of the Week. You can also participate in a regular feature we do called The Show to Know. Is there a television show or series you like and doesn't get enough attention? Well, we want to know about it, and if we do, we will use your name and we'll give you the full credit for that suggestion. So, again, use that email, SimonApple04@yahoo.com, to let us know your thoughts for a Show to Know candidate. And remember, you can also find me on Facebook and follow me on Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's UBC Simon TWBT. We really appreciate what you have to say. We love communicating with you. We do respond to all email and all communication within 24 hours. Why? Because what you say matters. Remember, 3 episodes a week coming up next week. We all kick it off with Chris Hartman, the Fairly Odd Parents on Nickelodeon, and his brand new venture, Oasis, that's OAXIS Entertainment. We'll talk about his $250,000 Kickstarter campaign, which started earlier this week. Remember, Wednesday, our special edition, our lead guest will be the executive producer and the new color commentator of the new version of Double Dare, premiering Monday Night at 8 on Nickelodeon, Mark Summers. And finally, special 90-day edition coming your way a week from today with James LaRosa, the creator executive producer of Hit the Floor, Emmy Award winner Mariah Ward Beckett of And With an E, now going into the second season. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants, not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and iHeartRadio. Our production associate is Candace Williams. Andy Till is Blog Talk Radio's general manager, with Jay Sonnenberg, executive content producer. The co-founders of Blog Talk Radio are Alan Levy and Bob Cherish. Tomorrow We Televise is brought today by Audible.com and Amazon Company, and proud development partner of the 2018 New York Television Festival coming to the Big Apple next month. Remember, Audible will transform the way you hear the world. For free audiobook and 1 month trial, audibletrial.com/televise. But Tomorrow We Televise, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful weekend ahead. We'll be back on Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. You know where, Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. We leave you today with the final words uttered 2 weeks ago by nationally syndicated columnist Charles Krauthammer, who passed away last night at the age of 68. I leave this life with no regrets. It was a wonderful life. Full and complete with the great loves and great endeavors that made it worth living. I am sad to leave, but I leave with the knowledge that I lived the life that I intended. Until the next time, stay well.